Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, July 31st. Red and green planets huddle close together the next few mornings like bulbs on a strand of Christmas lights. The red one is bright and easy to see, while the green one takes some work. Orangey-red Mars is the brighter of the two. Fainter Uranus is to the upper left at first light tomorrow and shines pale green. You need binoculars to find it. The planets will change position over the next few days, but they'll stay close together. Uranus is one of the two ice giants in the solar system, a category that scientists are still trying to figure out. Uranus and Neptune are the sun's farthest major planets. They're much bigger and heavier than Earth, but smaller than Jupiter and Saturn. Until a couple of decades ago, Uranus and Neptune were classified as gas giants like Jupiter and Saturn. But there are some big differences. Jupiter and Saturn consist mainly of hydrogen and helium, the lightest of all the elements. Uranus and Neptune also are put together differently. They have a thin layer of hydrogen and helium at the top, with water, ammonia, and other compounds below. Those compounds are classified as ices, although they actually form a hot, slushy ocean. And scientists aren't sure where Uranus and Neptune were born. It could have been closer to the sun, much farther from the sun, or about where they are today. Ice giants, far from the sun. We have more skywatching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.